Hey families, welcome to this episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers. This season, we're going behind the scenes and talking to the actors of your favorite characters, finding out who they are, their favorite moments from the Starkeepers, and what they've been up to. Have fun getting to know the Starkeepers as we go behind the mic, and we'll see you on the other side.
Hey everyone, I'm Steven. I am the producer and director of Adventures of the Starkeepers, but more importantly, with me today is my friend and the voice of Bubbles from the Starkeepers, Emma Love. Emma, how are you?
Yay! Hi, Steve. Oh, so good.
So good to see you. What I love, Emma, is that Bubbles for you is not a character. It is just you. Like, it feels like you've never acted, you know? It's just part of your personality.
I think I just proved that.
Bubbles from like minute one has just been an extension of your personality. You always bring this energy and kindness and enthusiasm to your role. And it's honestly, it's infectious. Like the rest of the cast sees it. And I think they go up to your level, which is always really cool to see.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. She's like, I don't know. I actually sort of feel like she brings me up there.
I love that. Yeah.
Like, I could be having a, like, mediocre day or be stressed about something or whatever, and, like, we would all get into session, and Bubbles would just be, like, waiting for me, and she's just like, hey, like, we're ready. Get excited.
That's so cool. So when you were getting into character for Bubbles, did you have any, like, I hear a lot of actors say like, oh, there's like anchor phrases or there's like something that I do that like mentally like pulls me into that character. Was there something like that for Bubbles or was it just go get it from like moment one?
I think she evolved a little bit. I think like her first, like when she first came in, I was like just a tiny bit more reserved with her because I think the initial character description was that she was like a teenager. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So I didn't want her to be like too extreme.
Yeah.
But then I think really early on, like one of the things that we used a lot, like it just felt through the scripts and through what you were giving and then through what everyone else was giving is that like the more like vocally free she could be too, the better, mm-hmm. which is really fun for me as a singer to actually have a character where I don't have to like squash my range at all. She just gets to be as like wild and like, you know?
Yes. How many times did you peak on your recording that you had to like turn down your gain because you were blasting
I have a really good compressor. my gear is set up specifically like for that. Because otherwise it's just really exhausting to have to be like monitoring that. And when someone was helping me set up my gear as it is now, we like tested out a bunch of different levels. And it's like, well, do you want to be able to do video games? Do you want to be able to do, you know, animated stuff in here? I was like, yeah. It's like, great. All right. Let's like get you ready to give a good animated, you know, squawk and scream and opera sing. And so
that's awesome. Well, cool. So talk to me about this year. So I know we've kind of all been busy with a lot of different projects. Are there some big projects that you've been doing or what has your 2023 look like?
Yeah, this year was great. I did, I think probably more than anything, I did a bunch of audiobooks this year. I'm a book person anyways. Like I was one of those like kids and teenagers that like books taught me about the world.
That's awesome. Are you like a big facts person? You love like encyclopedias and learning about different cultures?
Fiction.
Okay.
Fiction.
Very cool.
Stories. Yeah.
If you had to recommend a book for kind of our age crowd, a 8 to 13-year-old crowd, is there something that like stood out to you while you were growing up? Maybe one book that you read, you know, 5 or 6 times, or one that you just always recommended to people?
Oh, excellent question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was one that was weird to me, just to give you a little bit of A Wrinkle in Time.
That's what I was going to say.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. No.
Totally.
It's just such a crazy book. I had never read, I had even read like some C.S. Lewis, you know, Lion, the Witch, all that stuff. Wrinkle in Time just stood out to me. It was a bonkers book. I loved it. What about you? Yeah.
That's actually what I was going to say. Like, I love Meg so much. And then also there were some, there's a Canadian writer whose name is Kit Pearson, who was really important to me.
Yes.
She had this, she did a 3-book series, and there is called the Guest of War series, Guests of War. And it's about like two kids. It's the first 2 books are mostly about the girl. And then the 3rd book is about the little boy. It's about a brother and a sister that get sent over from England to live in Canada during World War II. Because it happened. A lot of kids got sent to other places. Yeah, and it was, you know, I feel like she's about 10 in the first book, and then she's about 13 in the 2nd book. And yeah, so I think there was something in that too, like growing up with characters has always felt really helpful.
My daughter's reading like Anne of Green Gables, and that does a really good job too. Just the more you stick with it, you know, for as long as it takes you to read it, it is like you're growing up with Anne, you know? That's really cool.
Yeah. And as a reader too, like even as I was younger, Little Women was always really important to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's like a big, thick book, but it's one of those ones that it's like you can get it read to you or, you know, and then you end up reading it when you're older and like...
Well, that's awesome. That's such a weird coincidence. Wrinkle in Time is like the first thing off of our minds. That's so cool.
I know.
Well, awesome. Well, speaking of like stories, was there a season or an episode of Star Keepers that stood out to you? One that maybe you couldn't keep it together through. You were just laughing the whole time. And I have an idea of what I think you're going to say. But I want to hear your thoughts. I want to see if we're on the same wavelength here.
There was an episode where I couldn't keep it together, but I can't remember which one it was.
Can I tell you what I was thinking of?
Yeah, I really want to know.
It was the one where Brent Mukai, who was Tank,
yes,
had to do his Bubbles impression.
Yes!
And none of us could get through that episode. There was 10 minutes in there where nothing happened in the recording. It was just a mess.
Look, Tank, this must be a confession stone.
Oh, my fluffy horses. Bubbles, you're so smart, and I think you're right.
Of course I'm right. And do you know how this wonderfully magical stone works?
No, but that's what we have you for. It's no wonder we have you on the Star Keepers, because your cleverness...
Oh, stop!
Your beautiful hair...
Oh, well, that's true.
And the lovely sparkle in your eyes. I mean, our team would be nothing without you.
Did any of that actually happen? Because I haven't heard any music since we've been here, and Tank does not talk like that.
Yeah, I really don't. Pretty sure I've never said the phrase fluffy horses in my entire life.
It was so funny. That was one of the highlights for me, for sure. For sure.
I am so glad you reminded me of that, because that was one of my favorite moments of all time. 100%.
Yeah, Brent was a blast to work with. I mean, I don't know exactly how his audition for Tank like fell into our like inbox for Tank, but I remember, man, I don't have his poster up, but it was the Mission in the Mines. That was when I knew. I was like, the three of y'all together, I was like, this is gold. Like the three of y'all's interactions, along with Crystal for Tutu and Jason for Hollywood, and then Jessica for Glacier. I was like, yo, like this has stayed.
Yeah.
Like all 6 of these actors together. I was like, this is wild. These guys are incredible together. That was a fun season for sure.
Yeah. And I actually didn't see, I wasn't sure like when I stepped into it. It was like maybe a month or two in that I sort of like looked back. I was like, oh, no, they're going to stick around. And this isn't just like a come in and do a one off. And I, those moments are like so exciting, especially when it feels really good to be in the room with the cast and with you. And, you know, like it, There is, it's really magical when that like comes together.
So if you guys haven't seen a Starkeepers recording, what we do is we actually do an ensemble read for as much as we can. It was really important for us to have all the actors on the call together, which, you know, it's hard to have 8 people on Zoom. It is actually very hard to manage and people cutting in. But actually, to me, like that, the way everyone played off of each other, I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, you need to be able to hear the way Leo's delivering that line so that Bubbles jumps in at just the right, you know, pitch of excitement, and all that stuff really matters in post when we're putting together these episodes. That's why it feels so natural, you know?
Yeah, like, it's possible to recreate it, but it's possible to recreate it, but it's not possible for the kind of unexpected magic that comes out of everyone being together. That's when the like, oh, we didn't see that one coming happens. And then it ends up being like the thing that's the best.
Yeah, the ad lib moments, it's very hard. It's very hard to, you, like, I think, you, I mean, you just said it, to recreate, you can't just create scripted ad lib moments, you know, but there are a lot of those times where we're like, oh yeah, do it that way. Or you two just, this is the line, you two get to it however you want to, and just letting everyone just riff off of each other. I think Crystal and Jason, Tutu in Hollywood, we couldn't stop them. Or we just sat back and we're like, you two just go. Some of my favorites.
They always said those like last like 3 or 4 little quips. Nah, well, I don't know. And you're like, guys, can we move on to the next line?
We would just like in the whole like dialogue, we would just duck them out. It's like we would just let them just trail off.
And whichever actor had the next line, you're like, okay.
It was amazing. It was amazing, man. Where do you see the Starkeepers going? If it was, you know, you could go anywhere in the universe, tell stories. Is there something that you'd want to do? Is there something like something you'd want to do with Bubbles? Is there a type of adventure you'd want to emulate? Maybe like a book that you read, it'd be like, oh, it would be really cool if we could tell this kind of a story. I don't know. What are your thoughts on, you know, future adventures?
Wow. Okay. That is like I'm going to have to like think about that one. Well, okay, but so here's the beauty of it is in lots of ways, like Bubbles already got that. Like the Detective Bubbles episodes.
So good.
They're so good.
Leo, I've only shown one other Starkeeper this side of me, but I have to do this. To find the galactic armor, I must become Detective Bubbles!
Detective Bubbles?
The greatest detective in the world, able to solve any mystery. Cool, calculating, afraid of nothing. What was that?
It would not be Adventure of the Starkeepers without Bubbles. I mean, it is what it is because of the energy that you brought to the character and the enthusiasm and the sense of adventure. So thank you so much for just bringing yourself into this role. And we really appreciate that. And I know our listeners who are listening just can't get enough Bubbles. I hear it all the time. Yeah.
Well, thank you. She's the fave. She's just my little buddy.
Man, well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Behind the Mic, I guess is what we're calling these episodes. Just want to thank Emma Love, who plays Bubbles again, for being a part of this and just being a part of Starkeepers for as long as she has been. So Emma, thank you so much for being on this episode.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's so good to be here.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. We'll see you soon. See you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers. We hope you enjoyed getting to know the actors behind your favorite Starkeeper characters.
If you love the Starkeepers, then make sure you follow us on Instagram at Starkeeper_stories, as well as share this podcast with your friends and family. We're always looking for more Starkeepers to join our ranks. If you have any art you want to share, or if you're an advertiser or podcaster looking to connect, we want to hear from you too. Again, just send us a DM on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you.
Make sure to join us on the next episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers. We'll see you on the other side.